today I'm celebrating 11 months without gambling. And when I tell people that I quit gambling, they say two things. First off, they go, did you quit because you lost a lot of money? And that's how I normally tell them, no, I quit because I got tired of paying taxes. But then they go, did you quit because you had a gambling problem? And the thing is, I never really considered it a gambling problem. I just considered it being an idiot. Like, taking $1,500 that you have put away for your girlfriend's birthday present 3 days before her birthday and using the money to enter the NFL Handicapping Las Vegas Super Contest, that's not a gambling problem. That's being an idiot. And then giving your girlfriend the free shirt that they gave you for entering the contest as a birthday present, that's not a gambling problem. That's killing two birds with one stone. Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me. And on today's show, it's my 30th episode without gambling. I'm super excited. It is 11 months for me personally without gambling. That's pretty cool. And I recently went on a vacation, so I'd like to talk a little bit about that. I've been struggling for ideas with the podcast. I haven't put one out in a couple of weeks. I've been struggling with ideas for comedy. I felt like I was in a little bit of a rut. So I decided to get away for a little bit. And I went to Los Angeles Sunday. That was, you know, nothing really special. But when I was there, I did a Google search on some beaches along the coast. And I came across this beach called Pismo Beach. And it was beautiful. I had a lovely time. And then Wednesday morning, I drove from there up to Oakland for the American League wildcard game. And it was really fun. It was my first time at the Oakland Baseball Stadium. And going to baseball stadiums myself, it's kind of my thing. I've been to 12 different Major League Baseball stadiums that are currently active. And it's just one of the fun things I like to do. The game wasn't too exciting. Oakland lost. There wasn't a lot of exciting moments in the game. It's kind of a boring game. The stadium is not one of the nicer stadiums. But overall, it was good to get the experience. I mentioned I've been to 12 different stadiums, and we like to do a lot of lists on the show. So why don't I do a list real quick? My top five Major League Baseball stadiums that I've been to. Number five, Dodger Stadium. That's in Los Angeles, California. The Dodgers play there, obviously. And it's a fun atmosphere. It's a little different than other places. There's beach balls going around during like the second inning. But it's a fun time. It's a nice place. Fourth, I would say Cleveland, the Cleveland Indian Stadium. It's real cool. They got a fun thing in the back, a nice huge scoreboard. I think it's like the biggest scoreboard in the league. That's a beautiful stadium. Three would be the Detroit Tigers Stadium. Other than, you know, where it's located, Detroit, it was kind of a dangerous experience going there. But the stadium itself, it was incredible. Two would be Colorado, the Colorado Rockies. The background of that stadium is the Rocky Mountains. That was a beautiful experience. And number one would be PNC Park, and that's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, home of my favorite team, the Pittsburgh Pirates. And you got the beautiful skyline across the outfield. It's like you see it from when you sit right behind home plate. It's gorgeous. It's my favorite place in the world. Really, to really do anything, just relax. It's a beautiful scenery. And other than the team that plays in it, and being a Pirates fan, it's frustrating because the team that plays in that stadium is, you know, they're not good. The baseball trip was fun. Overall, to get away, you know, relax a little bit, try to come up with some new ideas, some things. It was a good experience for me. And Pismo Beach was amazing. Like, I never knew it existed. And then I went there, and, like, I'll never forget it because I had such a nice time. It's a beautiful place. And I want to talk about it a little bit. So I'm going to introduce something new to the show. I've been working on some things. The sound may sound a little different if you've been listening to us. I went out. I got some new microphone equipment, new computer. So the sound is different. Hopefully it's better. And also I'm figuring out some ways to where I could get the sound better when people join me. So I am going to bring one of the closest people that I am to in my life onto the show. And I just want to talk to her a little bit. So my sister Rayleigh, let's just be honest. Two legs are better than one. So why should I only be here? Let's bring my sister on. I had a nice talk with her. We talked about my beach vacation. We did some geography lessons. And I got an unexpected, well, I got an expected visitor during the, you know, while we were recording. It's just I had forgotten that that visitor was coming. So that's all on there too. It's really fun. We had a lot of laughs. And I think everybody's going to enjoy it. So let's introduce a new segment to the show called Two Legs Are Better Than One, featuring my sister, Rayleigh. Oh, one quick thing. It's a new thing we're doing, so we're kind of working out some kinks. And apparently on my sister's end, she was hearing some music. Now, I couldn't hear the music, and it doesn't pick up on the recording. But she was dealing with some music going on in the background. So we kind of start off with a little confused.
It's music. It's, I can't even like get the beat down of it either to like hum the tune to you. It's like, fun.
Go ahead, try it.
Hold on, let me listen to it. Hold on. Boom, 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 boom.
Arriba.
And then it's like a little piano goes in and it's like bum 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 ba doom boom boom ba doom. Anyway.
Ever heard the term Shalimon twist?
The what? The Shalimon twist?
Yeah, the term.
Is that a dance? This fucking music again with this music. Oh, that's funny.
A Shalimon twist is when something unexpected happens out of nowhere. It's called a Shalimon twist.
Are you sure that's what it's called?
Yeah, me and my buddy, my buddy says it all the time.
A Shalimon twist.
Yeah, we text back and forth, and I never know how to spell Shalimon, so I just always call it a plot twist.
It's, yeah, you say tomato, I say tomato.
Do the twist.
Do the Shalimon twist. It was really popular back in the day.
So I just got back from the beach. I went to this place called Pismo Beach in California. It was beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah, only thing is everything closes at like 10 o'clock.
So what'd you do?
Well, except this one bar. And so Monday night I went to the bar. This town's like everybody gets to know each other. Like everybody comes from nowhere and they meet up, right? So there was this girl dancing. And there's a band at the bar. And the girl's dancing. She's dancing all alone. And I'm sitting there at the bar. I just walked in. And I'm like, oh, cool, a girl. Maybe I'll hang out with her tonight. And so she gets done dancing. And then she comes back. And it turns out that I'm sitting right next to where she was originally sitting. So we start talking to each other. So now I'm thinking, wow, destiny. And then we're talking. And I find out that she's a drifter. She's a person that, you know what a drifter is? They drift.
Yeah, from place to place.
Right. And so, and she doesn't have a room. She's camping on the beach.
Okay. So she's homeless.
I'm super excited because I'm thinking there's no way she's not going to come back to my room if only not to use the shower, you know? We're hanging out and having a really nice time. And we're outside talking, and all of a sudden she goes, I need to get a knife.
Okay.
And I'm like, because if you're fishing, you need to get a knife for fishing. Is that why you need a knife? That seems like logical. Okay. And then she says, no, there's somebody in there that's made me feel uncomfortable, really giving me a real sketchy vibe, and I need protection.
Okay.
And I'm like, I wish you would have just told me it was for fishing, you know?
What about?
Now I'm fucking terrified, because at first, like, when I first met this girl, I'm like, oh, I'm going to have sex with her. And then I found out that she hasn't showered in 8 days, and she kind of smells, and, like, I wasn't sure if I cared, you know?
Because yeah.
Just me at the beach, yeah. You know? And we go back to her place, but her place was the beach. So it was like, I'm thinking I'm going to bring her back. And all of a sudden she says she needs to get a knife. And then she says she needs to get a red knife. And I'm like, it has to be red?
Okay.
She's like, I said rad knife. Rad.
Rad.
Rad knife.
Rad.
Yeah. So now I'm extremely uncomfortable.
Like a cool knife, like a rad knife.
She needs to get a rad knife. That's what she said. I thought she said red knife. I thought it was weird that she was doing the specific color, but I'm like, hey, I'm gonna go with it because I hope I'm not the guy that's been annoying me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we go back in the bar and I'm terrified. I'm absolutely terrified.
What happens? I can't, dude, the suspense is killing me.
Then this guy walks in, right? An older guy, and she meets this guy, and gives him a big hug, and how you doing? And she comes back, and I'm like, wow, what, is that your uncle? You know, I thought they went like Thanksgiving dinner every year. You know, I thought they knew each other forever.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I just met that guy. I just love people. I'm a spiritual person. You know.
Uh huh.
Now I'm wearing my Washington hat.
Oh, I can't hear you. I can hear you now. So you're wearing your Washington hat.
I'm wearing my Washington hat. It got the W on. Right?
Uh-huh.
And the guy that walks in, he's a Brewers fan, and the Brewers were playing the Nationals.
Okay.
This guy was, like, super mad that I had a Washington Nationals hat on.
Okay.
So he pulls out a knife and he tries to stab me.
Okay.
So, like, I need to be quick comedian. And I'm like, well, buddy, relax. It's not a Washington hat. He's like, well, what's the W stand for? And I quick think, I'm like, stands for, well, I'm really fucking bald, so I always wear this hat.
Okay.
And he laughed and he laughed and he laughed so hard that he dropped his knife.
What happened?
So the drifter picked it up and just left.
It's good.
I just came up with that knife thing, you know that? Not like the whole thing I've been working on. Because it really happened. Like, I met this girl and I know her, said she wanted a knife.
Wait, that part really happened?
Yeah, I got really scared. I met this, like, she was a drift, like a real spiritual person, drifter. Like.
Yeah. That's weird. Did that really happen?
Well, not the W hat part.
No, I know, but the knife, like.
Yeah, she said, I need to get a knife. There's somebody inside this that's making me uncomfortable. I need it for my safety. She's like, you don't understand. I'm walk alone. I need protection. Normally, oh, and then she goes, you know what she said earlier in the night to me, which I was thought was crazy?
Uh-huh.
She said, I want to move to Alaska.
Okay.
And I'm like, I've never heard that before. Like, normally I meet people from Alaska, and they're like, I want to move out of Alaska.
Yeah, like who?
But this girl was like, I want to go to Alaska. I want to move to Alaska.
Huh. No beaches for her to sleep on in Alaska. This music, I don't think I can do it anymore.
Let me ask you one.
Trying to block it out. What? What's the question?
Do you know the capital of Alaska?
No, I don't. Do you know the capital of Alaska?
Juneau.
Juneau is the capital of Alaska? Yeah. Oh, okay.
You never heard that joke?
No, I thought you came up with it. Thought it was
You're an idiot.
Betty Lake original.
You've never heard Juneau, the capital?
No, the capital. No. I'm not good with my geography jokes. Do you know?
It's not I mean, it's like the first joke, like when you're born, the doctor says to you, do you know the capital of Alaska? It's like the first joke anybody ever hears.
Maybe I've heard it. There's been a lot of jokes.
I tell you what, that's weird though, because I actually keep forgetting things that I once knew too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just recently found out that London is not the only city in England.
I probably still don't know that. I still don't believe you.
And I found out that Spain is not in South America. It's in Europe.
Oh. Well, I just found out two new things today. Three, actually, found out the capital of Alaska, too. This is like a geography lesson.
And then the other day I'm watching Jeopardy. And the question is, this is the only hyphenated city in the United States.
Wilkes-Barre.
Right, I didn't know the answer. I didn't know the answer. I was born and raised in Michigan for 25 years. I didn't know the answer to the question.
You forget things that you once knew.
What I remember living, because I lived with you for a year in Pittsburgh.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Very long. So
here's what I remember it was like living with you, right? I would give you the money for rent, and I'd be like, listen, write it down. And you'd be like, yeah, okay, I'm going to write it down. And then, like, 2 weeks later, you'd be like, when are you going to give me money for rent? And I'm like, this is why I told you to write it down. If you weren't going to write it down, I would have wrote it down.
Well, I'm sorry.
And then you would say, then you write it down. And then I'd be like, you told me not to write it down. She's like, and then you're like, well, why didn't you just do it anyway and not tell me? Oh, yeah, you have a point.
It was something like that, but that was probably because we were both so high all the time. So we forgot things, you know?
Because we lived on a mountain.
Exactly, yeah, right? The elevation. Yeah. The elevation at Mount Washington, it's high. Exactly. It's exactly
that
what
poor cat. That poor cat. I remember you'd be like, I don't understand. The cat just starts meowing out of nowhere. And I'm like, well, that's because when you go to work, it suffers from withdrawal. Ooh, my Japanese food.
Oh, that's good.
I have no shirt on.
How much of that money that you came across has gone to Grubhub delivery fees?
Did you see that? Do you hear me?
Can I hear? No, I didn't hear you.
I apologize for not having a shirt on.
Oh, okay. As you should.
Yeah, it's this big Latin guy, too.
Oh, maybe he liked it.
No, he also didn't have a shirt on. It's weird.
Are you still at the beach? Are you still at Prismo Beach?
Pismo. You got any fun stories about living with me?
Huh. Probably. I think you hit the nail right on the head with the conversation every week. I mean, it's kind of like living with you was kind of like, how can I put it into words? Going to work all day and then coming home to your child who is anxious to tell you jokes. No, that wasn't, I don't know if that was good. I don't know if that put it into words. I think there's a little more to it than that. I never knew if you were asking me a serious question or if it was a bit.
Ooh, that's some spicy garlic chicken.
Ooh. Jeez, you got spicy garlic chicken? You got the whole works.
I thought going to the beach was the best decision I ever made. And then I ordered Japanese food.
It changes your life when you can get it delivered, that hibachi table delivered right to your door.
You know what else changes your life?
What does?
Inheritance.
Not really, though.
Well, it does for a couple weeks.
Yeah, it does for a little while.
I'm celebrating 11 months without gambling. And I've worked hard. And I've done the right thing. And I was finally able to pay my mom all the money that I owed her back.
Okay, yeah, very good.
With my grandfather's inheritance.
Before I get to the updating of the counter that we do on every show for Episodes Without Gambling, I just want to say to everybody who's been listening since day one, I just want to say thanks. I really appreciate the support. Now go out and tell all your friends to listen so I get more listeners. And everybody knew that is to the show that I've met most likely dealing cards to. That's my real job on the Las Vegas Strip. I want to thank you guys for checking it out. And I apologize for taking all your money. You could follow me on Instagram. Just search Benny Legg. Go to Facebook, search Benny Legg. You can find some pictures of my beach vacation and my trip up to Oakland on there. And also follow me on Twitter at Benny Legg Wins and follow the podcast at Benny Legg Laughs. And also check out my YouTube channel. Just search Benny Legg. But right now is time to update the counter. It's something I do at the end of every show, and currently it sits at 29 episodes without gambling. So let's go ahead right now and update the counter to 30 episodes without gambling. Oh, the sound of the beach, it's just so peaceful and relaxing. Just sit and pretend you're there for a minute.